KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school girls basketball last night, game heard here on KJAN. The Logan Magnolia Panthers opened up the 2019-2020 girls basketball season with a 61-41 win over the Exira EHK Spartans in Elkhorn. Senior Kylie Morrison had a big night, dropping in 32 points to lead the way for the Panthers. Junior Emily Thompson added 12 points, including two makes from long range. The Panthers jumped out to a 14-6 lead by the end of the first quarter and led 32-16 at the half. The Spartans were led by 17 points from sophomore Macy Emgarten, while last year's leading scorer Tatum Grubbs was held scoreless. Turnovers were a big issue for Exira EHK as they gave the ball away 21 times in that game. Spartans' next game will be opportunity to host Coon Rapids Bayard on December 6th, while Logan Magnolia is off until next Monday when they host Westwood. Also in girls basketball play last night, AHSTW defeated Woodbine 50-32. A couple of double-doubles last night. Kinsey Scheffler with 21 points, 13 boards. Kaylee Jones had 20 points and 14 rebounds to lead the Lady Vikes. Leah Subert had 19 points to lead Audubon to a 65-49 win over ACGC. Carroll beat Webster City 49-42 behind a 19-point effort for Carroll's Ella Collison. And Red Oak got 16 points from Chloe Johnson in a 71-41 win over Mount Air in last night's girls basketball. University of Iowa men's basketball sophomore Jack Nungy suffered a season-ending torn anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee in Sunday's home game against Cal Poly. That announcement came Monday by head coach Fran McCaffrey. The injury occurred late in the first half as Nungy was driving to the basket. McCaffrey said, "All of us feel for Jack. This is an unfortunate setback for a young man who spent countless hours in the gym and the weight room last year preparing for this season." He said Jack has the full support of his teammates and coaches during his recovery. Nungy redshirted last year simply to get himself prepared for this season. Nungy, a 6'11", 245-pounder, started Iowa's first five games, averaging 6 points, 4.6 rebounds, and nearly two assists per game. The native of Newburgh, Indiana, redshirted last season. Northeastern and Drake will meet in the Gulf Coast Showcase this morning at Hertz Arena in Florida, beginning at 10 a.m. Central Time. Drake lost 67-59 to Miami of Ohio in its most recent game yesterday, while Northeastern fell 74-62 against South Alabama yesterday. Drake's Roman Penn has averaged almost 11 points, 7 assists, and 2 steals, while Liam Robbins has put up over 12 points, 6 rebounds, and nearly 3 block shots. For the Huskies' Jordan Rowland has averaged nearly 27 points, while Tyson Walker's put up just under 12 points a game. Penn has either made or assisted on 41% of all Drake field goals over the last three games. The sophomore guard has 16 field goals and 20 assists in those games. Both teams have logged assists on exactly 50.6% of all their field goals over the last three games, and Drake is ranked second among Missouri Valley Conference teams with an average of 75.3 points per game scored. In top 25 college basketball yesterday, Virginia Tech knocked off number 3 Michigan State 71-66. Fourth-ranked Kansas beat Chaminade 93-63. It was number 10 Ohio State over Kent State 71-52. 17th-ranked Tennessee over Chattanooga 58-46. 18th-ranked Auburn beat New Mexico 84-59, while number 20 VCU beat Alabama State 78-62. Duke remains the top team in the latest Associated Press men's college basketball poll following last week's wins over California and Georgetown at Madison Square Garden. The 6-0 Blue Devils picked up 53 of 65 first-place votes, while number 2 Louisville received 7 to remain in second. Michigan State and Kansas remain third and fourth, but Maryland has moved ahead of North Carolina for fifth. The Tar Heels are followed by defending champ Virginia, Gonzaga, Kentucky, and Ohio State. Well, the changes UNI coach Ben Jacobson made to his offense are paying off. After averaging just over 65 points per game a year ago and posting a 16-18 record, the Panthers are 6-0 heading into tonight's game against West Virginia in the Cancun Classic.
It isn't fun for any of us to get outside of our comfort zone. Right? We all like to do the things that we're most confident in. Sometimes that's hard. I just give the guys a lot of credit.
The Panthers are averaging 84 points in their last three wins.
That's a great step for us, and you want to see that happen, right? As you go through the season, you need to see it happen. You know, in a 2-3-game stretch, there's things that we do and don't do that we need to keep doing and doing better, or we need to change them and find a way to make them work for us.
That's a 7:30 tip time tonight in that contest. Well, University of Iowa kicker Keith Duncan has been recognized as the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week following Iowa's 19-10 win over Illinois. That announcement was made Monday by the Big Ten office. Duncan, a Weddington, North Carolina native, earns his third career weekly honor. He won the weekly award this season for his play at Iowa State and in a 2016 for his performance against Michigan, including the game-winning field goal as time expired. Duncan connected on four field goals to break the Big Ten and Iowa single-season record with 27 made field goals. The four made field goals ties a career high, and his six field goal attempts were a career best. This season, Duncan is 27 of 32 on field goal attempts, 12 of 16 on field goals of 40 or more yards. Duncan's 36 career made field goals are the sixth most all-time in program history. Well, there's plenty on the line for Nebraska in Friday's game against 19th-ranked Iowa. A win gets the Huskers into a bowl game and would snap a four-game losing skid in that series.
We're looking forward to the matchup. You know, it's a Black Friday game, and, you know, we're excited to play them. Really, that's all it comes down to. They've beaten us the last four times, and we're excited to go out and have another game to play this Friday.
That's Nebraska quarterback Adrian Martinez, who will try to solve an Iowa defense that gives up just a little over 12 points per game.
They're a very solid football team. They're a very good team, and they've been good on defense all year. They're consistent. They don't make a lot of mistakes, and you know, that's just their brand of football.
Nebraska linebacker Colin Miller says it's a heated series.
We haven't liked them. They haven't liked us too much. You know, we haven't won in a couple years, you know. So I think we just want to bring that back and show everybody, like, yeah, Nebraska's back here against Iowa and that we're here to stay.
The Nebraska defense has to find a way to slow down Iowa's run game. In their four-game winning streak in the series, the Hawkeyes have averaged 249 yards on the ground.
They know that their stretch is their number one run, you know. So, I mean, if you stop the stretch, you know, make them pass the ball, get them to second and eight, you know, third and seven, make them pass. Should be pretty good.
We'll have that game for you Friday here on the radio. 11:30 pregame start time on the Hawkeye Radio Network. 1:30 is kickoff from Lincoln. Iowa State sophomore quarterback Brock Purdy was named the Big 12's Offensive Player of the Week, announced yesterday by the league office. It's Purdy's second weekly honor by the Big 12 this season, winning Offensive Player of the Week accolades after the ULM game. Purdy was sensational in guiding the Cyclones to their second straight fourth quarter comeback victory in a win over Kansas on Saturday. A native of Gilbert, Arizona, Purdy threw for 372 yards and four touchdowns and had a rushing touchdown in that win. It marked the third time this season Purdy was responsible for five or more touchdowns in a game. The Cyclones were down by 3 points heading into the fourth quarter, but Purdy got hot in the final stanza, completing all 10 pass attempts for 135 yards and two touchdowns. He also rushed for a TD in the final quarter to help secure that victory. His 372 passing yards is the 11th best single-game effort in school history and increased his school record season total of 300-yard passing games to six. Purdy set a number of school season records in the game with passing yards, completions, total offense, and consecutive games with a touchdown pass. Purdy, who's a semifinalist for the Davey O'Brien Award, ranks in the top four nationally in completions, passing yardage, and total offense. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell expects wide receiver Deshaunte Jones to play in Saturday's game at Kansas State. Jones left the Cyclones' victory over Kansas with an apparent shoulder injury.
Deshaunte looks good, was able to, you know, really work last night on the field a little bit, which was really good. And so I think we really feel positive about his availability for this weekend.
Kansas State is 7-4 under first-year coach Chris Kleeman, and Campbell says he's using a similar philosophy to former Wildcat coach Bill Snyder.
They've taken, you know, a very similar mindset to what Coach Snyder had built there for so long, is, you know, they don't beat themselves. And so, you know, I think any time that happens, and I think Coach Snyder was the beacon of what excellence looks like in team football. You know, and I really think they've kept that mentality.
Iowa State's 42-38 win a year ago snapped a 10-game losing streak in the series, and Campbell says this has all the makings of another close game.
Their history at North Dakota State is elite as well. So, you know, I think it's one of those games where it's going to demand your best, because, you know, this is a team that's really been built to not beat themselves.
That's a 6 o'clock kickoff in that contest on Saturday. Also in college football news, Bob Davey has agreed to step aside as New Mexico's head football coach at the end of the season. Davey is 35-63 with the Lobos as he completes his eighth season at the school, leading the team to two bowl games. New Mexico is 2-9 this season following losses in its last eight games. And the NFL last night, Lamar Jackson has made another case for the NFL's Most Valuable Player Award. Jackson threw five touchdown passes, and the Baltimore Ravens routed the Los Angeles Rams 45-6 for their seventh consecutive victory. Mark Ingram rushed for 111 yards and a touchdown and also caught a scoring pass, while the Ravens became the fourth team in the 21st century to score touchdowns on its first six drives in a game. With Jackson operating almost flawlessly at the controls, Baltimore embarrassed a previously solid Rams defense by racking up 480 yards with high-octane football. Baltimore consistently shredded the Rams defense and controlled the ball for almost 40 minutes. Jared Goff threw for 212 yards and was picked off twice as Los Angeles fell to 6-5 on the season. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.